Tune to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is Community Hour. I'm Pete Day, and of course, this is Apache Indian, the old Israelites. He's only just come out this year. The oldies are the best ones, aren't they? Now, a lot of community and voluntary organisations are feeling the pinch. Grants from central and local government are being cut, and they find themselves in an increasingly competitive environment, with more and more organisations chasing limited funds from charitable trusts and the like. Yeah? And all this at a time when demands for their services are increasing as a result of cuts in statutory government agencies, increased unemployment, and major government initiatives like the changes in welfare benefits. Many of the voluntary community organisations run on a shoestring, offering valuable help, advice and support to the communities they serve. All too often, the smaller organisations do not have the skills or the resources to keep themselves operational. And this is where organisations like the NUM Voluntary Sector Consortium step in. For the last 10 years or so, they've been supporting vulnerable groups, helping them with training, advice on finance, legal matters, I don't know, things like drawing up child protection policies, and generally just networking different groups, getting them talking to one another and sharing their experiences. But now, I don't know, by a cruel irony, really, they find themselves in a situation where it looks like they themselves are going to be forced to close through lack of funding. Earlier on, I met up with Sarah Ruiz and Paul Leslie from the NUM Voluntary Sector Consortium, and I asked them, well, what exactly does the consortium do?
It's an umbrella organisation, a coordinating organisation, that works with all the voluntary, community and faith groups in NUM. And that is by supporting them with information, with funding, with governance issues. For many, we are the voice of the sector to the statutory sector.
So what do you think that means to just ordinary people in NUM?
Well, it means that the services that they rely on get support to enable them to deliver their services better. And this is not only in terms of helping the organisations to grow internally, so we call that capacity building, but it's also about enabling organisations to talk to each other so that they can provide a network of support.
Now, I've heard it's going to be closing down in December. Is that right?
That is right. Unfortunately, after 10 years, we have a closing date of December the 31st. Well, I hope that the organisation will be mothballed so that should better times come along, it's not starting from scratch until such time as the government wake up to the fact that local infrastructure organisations are vital and the council understand that part of their responsibility is to develop a thriving third sector.
So why has the decision been taken to close the organisation down?
We have found it extremely difficult to operate in NUM without core funding, to fund the very basic things that enable the organisation to run. So funding the office, paying for the phones, paying staff salaries, those basic things, that without any contribution to those core funds from the local authority, it makes it very, very difficult for the organisation to run.
And so how much funding do NUM Council put into the organisation at the moment?
They have never put any money into NUM Voluntary Sector Consortium. Certainly across the London, 33 boroughs in London, every borough have a coordinating body, a CVS, a Council for Voluntary Services or type organisation. And they are all, without exception, funded by their local authority. Some to quite a lot, some just core costs. So we are the only organisation not to receive any money from their local authority.
Why do you think NUM Council won't support NUM Voluntary Sector Consortium?
My view is that the council either don't fully understand the value of either NVSC or the third sector overall, and as such doesn't understand fully what we bring to the table. In other words, doesn't understand the added value that we bring to local people, doesn't understand fully that we're all working to similar agendas. So we're doing basically the same things that a council would do, but for a lot less money. However, we seek partnership to enable those programs to be sustainable. There are gaps. A local authority can never, in my view, fully meet the needs of the people that it serves. So you need gap fillers, you need voluntary sector organisations, you need the scouts and the guys, and you need charitable organisations to ensure that there is a complete coverage, if you like, of all those individual pockets of support that the local authority miss. But, and in Newham in particular, we're almost seen as a side agenda, a sidebar. But we are integral, actually, to the lives of so many thousands of voters on one level, but so many thousands of local people for who would remain isolated, who would remain, you know, completely devoid of any services if we did not offer the services as a sector that we offer.
Now, of course, Newham Council, cash straps, they're getting cuts from central government. And anyone who goes to the council says, I'll tell you what, we've just found, go to see the mayor, Sir Robin Wales, and says, I'll tell you what, we just found a new way of spending money. Well, of course, it's not going to go down too well, is it? What are the consequences for closing down the organisation? And why, yeah, should the council support it? Is it value for money?
I think that the third sector as a whole is always value for money. I think that in the last 5 years, we have become a very lean machine. We've made reductions in staff over the last 5 years. We were almost forced to reduce and to look at actually what we deliver, how much we deliver it for, is it value for money? It's about an internal evaluation of our services. I mean, I think the council will miss being able to refer groups for support. So they'll still continue to run their Let's Get the Party Started or their Go For It small grants. Anybody who needs support in filling in a form will be referred to an organisation like MVSC who are not funded. So what we've had is this situation where because we are dedicated to supporting the sector, we provide that service free of charge. And actually the wake-up call now for the council is, well, you've got off lightly, in our case, for the last 10 years. What are you going to do about it?
And finally, if there's one reason that the Newham Voluntary Sector Consortium should survive, what would that be?
There are a myriad of reasons, but the key reason for me personally is that we provide a huge amount of support. It's providing a networking function. It's actually enabling small organisations to feel supported and part of a wider network of voluntary community or faith sector organisations in the borough. And that is a valuable service. It's a valuable service for the sector itself. It's a valuable service for the council. It's a valuable service for local people. And we often say you don't know what you've lost until it's gone. And I really do fundamentally believe that in terms of NVSC.
The people, and they tend to be the most vulnerable of our communities, the smaller community organisations who don't have access to all sorts of things. So, I mean, some don't even have access to an internet, and they look to MVSC to provide that helping hand to be able to deliver what are vital services to their community. And that's what they'll miss, is that there will be nobody at the end of a phone. They won't be able to ring up and say, where do I go for that? Can you help me with my form? And people will say that without MVSC, somebody will have to start another MVSC because it's unthinkable that there is not that local support organisation in a borough such as Newham.
Sarah Ruiz and Paul Leslie, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Pete.
And I understand there's a board meeting of the Newham Voluntary Sector Consortium later today that's going to decide its fate, although, of course, their hands are tied without adequate funding. They'll be forced to close it down. Of course, we've got Des Blake and Elton Brown with us from the Voice for Dyslexic People project. I mean, I don't know. What did you? I understand you've had something to do with the Newham Voluntary Sector Consortium, haven't you?
Yes, I've known them for years, actually, and they've supported us right through when we first started. Actually, they was managing a fund called Grassroots, and and we managed to obtain some funding for this
And did they
project.
Help you with all that funding?
Absolutely. Yeah. Not just with the funding, but with the application form.
Which can be a bit of a nightmare, though.
Absolutely,
things,
as you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and if you're dyslexic, I mean, ironically, even more so, isn't it?
Indeed. And they made it accessible for me, sending it to me electronically so we could fill it out. We sent it back to them, and they sent it back to us.
Oh, they corrected, had a look through and made suggestions.
Absolutely.
I don't know, just thinking about it, if they weren't around, do you think you'd be sitting in this studio today talking
Absolutely
about your project?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're just going to be so greatly missed in Newham. I know Sarah personally, and I know Paul, and they're two really committed, passionate people.
Yeah, they certainly are. You any thoughts on that, Elton?
I'm just thinking, wow, I'm based in Tower Hamlets, but partner with Des, and I can't believe that's the only borough throughout London to do that.
OK, well, hopefully we'll have some better news after the break, because we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. You will stay for that, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course you will. Stay tuned to News and Radio 92 FM.